I'd like to share with you on this week's Parsha, Kedoshim, something very nice from the Rebbe's father, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Zatzal. In this week's Parsha, we have the mitzvah from Leisikoyim and Leisitoyer. Don't take revenge, and don't hold a grudge if someone, unfortunately, did something bad to you. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak explains a very interesting story that's brought down in the Zoya, that Reish Aleph Amud Beis, in Bereshis, in Chumash Bereshis. And the Zoya is going on the story with Yosef and his brothers, how Yosef not only didn't he pay back revenge to his brothers, but he helped them. And the Zoya brings a very interesting story. Rab Abba was once sitting outside the entrance of the city of Lud. And this is what he saw. He saw a man coming. He was traveling, and he was tired. And first he sat down on a mound of rocks. And he was so tired, he fell asleep. He lied down. While he was asleep, a snake was coming to bite him. All of a sudden, a nest happened. A branch fell off a tree and landed right on top of the snake and killed him. The man didn't even know. He woke up, and all of a sudden, he sees a dead snake not too far from him. He saw, wow, this nest that happened to him. The man got up and started to go on his way. As soon as he got up, another miracle happened. The rocks that he was resting on, all of a sudden, fell down, like a mudslide. Rab Abba saw this from far, and he realized this person, he must have done something good. Hashem saved him from two nisim. So Rabbi Abba went to the man and asked him, tell me, what do you do? I see that Hashem's protecting you. And the man said like this, every night when I go to sleep, I tell Hashem, I forgive every person who did something bad to me or caused me pain. I forgive them with my whole heart and soul. And then when I wake up in the morning, not only did I forgive them at night, I also go out of my way and I do good for them. I try to help them. So Rabbi said, oh, now I understand why Hashem helped you with these two miracles. And the Zohar continues over there. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak has maybe like 12 to 15 questions in every a diuk over there in the story and the meaning. We're just going to focus on 3-4 questions. Rabbi Abba asks, everything has a meaning. It happened by the city of Lud. Why Lud? And also, every miracle that happens to a person corresponds to how the person conducted himself. What's the connection between these two miracles and also when it happened to in connection with the person's behavior. And also, what's the meaning of the word Nes? Nes has two letters, Nun and Samach. Explain to Rabbi Levitzik something very nice. And he says, everything is paid by Hashem measure by measure. Midah, Geneged Midah. Because this person, he never went to sleep at night. Or whenever he went to sleep in the evening, he would forgive all the other people who caused them pain or did something bad to him. So now Hashem wants to show him that you should do this good deed while you going to sleep, by sleeping time. That was the first miracle. That while he was asleep also over here, he was saved from the snake. And the snake wanted to cause a death to this person, God forbid, by biting him and giving him poison, seems like. Now the death came on that person. On the snake. The second miracle was also corresponding to what the person did. The person would get up in the morning and go out and do asei toiv. He would do something positive to help to those people and do toivus to them, goodness to the people who caused them pain. Also over here, Hashem Anto Show, in the morning, symbol over here, you get up, you're getting up. Just like over there, you're getting up in the morning. Here, you're getting up from your resting place. And another miracle happened. that corresponds to the second good deed that he did, that he would seek out to do goodness and kindness to the people who caused him pain. And that was the second miracle. And with this, Rabbi Lev Yitzchak said, this is also the meaning of Lud. And that's what the Zohar wants to tell us, the story. Where it happened, where Abba saw it, has a special meaning. The word Lud comes to the word Leda. Leda means giving birth. When a mother gives birth to a child, first the child is concealed inside the mother, and then by Leda, by the birth, it comes out. Same thing is also, Hashem always cares about his children, the Yidden. When a person is in a difficult, challenging situation, then it's like Ibur. It's like Hashem's benevolence, his kindness is concealed. It's not in the revealed way. When you have birth, Leda, Lud, that's when the revelation of the miracles come out. So Lud symbolizes over here that this person who was in a challenging situation, both of the snake and also this place was going to fall down, Hashem protected him and he brought him a nest. It was revealed Hashem's kindness because of the two good deeds that the person did. But this Rabbi Lev Yitzchak says, this is all hinted in the word nes, nun and samach. The Gemara says, famous thing, in the Abdallah Damat Beza Masichta Brachas, how come there's no letter nun in Ashrei? So the Gemara says, because nun symbolizes the word from neuflim, nefel, falling down. Hashem didn't want that word. Samach, on the other hand, means soimech, supporting, elevating, assisting. And this is hinted, David HaMelech, in the Pasuk, Soimech Hashem l'chol hanoiflem. Hashem will give support to all these that are falling. So that's exactly what a miracle is, just like Leda. There's a time when the person is in a difficult, challenging time. That's Pnis Nefila, falling down. He's not in a good situation. Nefel, Nun, that's the first letter. And then comes the Samach. The Samach means Soimech Hashem. Hashem will lift him up, support him, bring him revelation of the miracles. So we see that Nes and Lud have something very big connection, and that's why it happened over there. And the two miracles corresponded to the person that he never kept a grudge. He never took nekama, God forbid. He never took revenge. Not only that, he forgave everyone, and he also did the person toivus, goodness. He went out of his way to help them. And this is the reason why he was helped with these two beautiful nisim. And this is the beautiful connection of the story in the Pasha of Lesikom and Lesiter. A person should, God forbid, not only take revenge and keep a grudge, but also to forgive everyone and to do kindness to even to those who, God forbid, did something negative to him.